This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the new book, The Art of the Argument, Stefan Molyneux, amazing. We had a huge victory. If you just joined us, Pelosi, the Democrats are having to, if they're Antifa, they're a gang, they're horrible, they're evil, because the images of them spitting on people, beating up women, children, is blowing up in their face. So some sanity is being shown by the captains of the Democratic Party, which is a good thing. Their arrogance, their spoiling for war seems to be dented a little bit, but still they have creepy guys like Phil Mudd of the CIA, former deputy director, saying, oh, we're going to kill the president the next 2 months. We're going to plunge the economy. We're going to screw everything up, cause riots, and then kill him. Now, maybe behind the scenes, the decision has been made not to kill him or to back off for now. Maybe it's because the president's starting to go their way a little bit on Afghanistan. I don't know. Stefan Molyneux, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, and they're trying to see everything that they can get away with. And, you know, Trump is something that really came out of, I guess, right field, you could say, an unbought president with, in a sense, nothing to lose. And this is not the next step on anyone's career ladder if you've got a successful TV show and a beautiful wife and a great family and a good business. So he really was a surprise. And they, I think, are very shocked at the groundswell of support. They've lost control of the narrative. Trump is the social media president. It was people who broke down the media lies about him and communicated directly to the people who got him into the White House. So they're facing both Trump and social media. They can deplatform social media, but that's limited as well because of the Streisand effect. You know, if they ghettoize some video, there are already lists on on Twitter and other places of videos that have been ghettoized by YouTube. So they're just getting more and more views. So everything they're doing is blowing back on them. And so I think they're trying to do everything they can to get away with it, but they don't have enough power to go full totalitarian as yet because of the social media and because of people's growing awareness of things. So I think they're going to have to hold back on anything too drastic. And this, of course, is the time where we need to strike hard with as much reason and evidence as possible and show no mercy to the false narratives.
And with them admitting they want to ban us, that automatically makes us the avant-garde counterculture, which we already were. We're fighting the power structure. We're bringing back the Renaissance that is still the most advanced human system. The real progress they're trying to suppress when we're really the progressives and they aren't. One of the crew members, Matt, brought up a quick question, a final comment from you on this. Antifa, the left, they want to say words are hateful, like mother, father, because they know we're winning with words, so they want to claim the nonviolent path of debate is violence, and now they're banning conservatives even speaking at Berkeley because Antifa attacks. So they're moving forward with claiming violence is good, but words are bad.
Well, they don't want us to have solidarity. You know, there's collectivism, which is imposed by the state, which is a disaster. But then there's solidarity. You know, every time I come on the show, I just looked it up. 2010, Alex, was the first time we did a show together 7 years ago. And every time we do a show together, people are like, oh, you guys shouldn't be talking. It's all the people from the left. Of course we should be talking. We need allies. We need to stand together in this. So they want to divide us. Don't have a family. Don't have any connection. Don't have friends. Stand alone because they know they can knock us down. They know they can knock us down if we stand alone. If we stand together, we are virtually invulnerable. But if we stand alone, you know, it's the old thing. We either hang together or we hang separately, and they want to separate us and ready the nooses.
And that's in the Facebook documents where they said, our average person's a liberal alone. We want to keep them more alone so they only interface with our virtual reality bots. This is the beginning of the Matrix.
And we are blowing it wide out of the water. And this is what I love about the title of your show, Info Wars. That is an apt and perfect description of where we are. And it is us who wield words, who stand between the population and guns. It is the words that are going to defuse the guns or nothing
else.
That's
right. CNN's calling for Trump's death, but telling him to stop using Twitter and showing outrage over and over again, like we're going to pavlovally clap our hands like seals and say, yes, you're right. No, good job using the Twitter. Get the book, folks, The Art of the Argument, Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, thank you so much. Can't wait to read your book and can't wait to get you back up. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a best-selling author and a leader of one of the newest but also largest Russian political parties the last 30 years, Alexander Dugin, geopolitical.ru, 4pt.su. And I appreciate him coming on short notice because I've got Western newspapers here reporting that Trump is saying all options are on the table, and also that Russia has ordered mass evacuation over North Korea missile launch. I wanted to see from Russia how accurate that is and what he thinks that means, because I understand the globalists gave North Korea the nuclear weapons. They gave them the fissile material and the missiles. And I'm not being an apologist for Russia. So many times in our news, they blame Russia for North Korea because Russia has economic activity with them. You'd think you'd want that to get the country out of the situation it's in. But I see this, if accurate, as a sign that The U.S. has been talking to Putin, that Trump has, and letting them know there's a good chance if he does fire missiles at Guam or hits Japan, which could happen even in an accident after they fired this missile a few days ago right over Japan, that this could trigger a military response. And I don't see how it doesn't go nuclear right away. So you want to secure China and Russia not getting involved, or then we're all dead. Because you can't take out the DMZ and the 500,000 troops and 10,000 pieces of artillery every 5 miles or so, over 100,000 pieces. You can't have a strike and then not have him destroy Seoul or Tokyo. So we'll get Alexander Dugin's take on this, but also get his take on the Afghanistan situation. You've got Gorka being kicked out. You've got Bannon leaving and them saying, look, Trump's going to become more globalist now. And suddenly we start to see that. But the left still frothing, saying, kill him, and trying to drive down the economy to stop him. It is just a mess. So I want to get the Russian perspective from one of Putin's advisors, Alexander Dugin, for joining us. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Thank you, Alex, and all American audience. So first of all, concerning North Korea, I don't think that North Korea represents a real danger. That is very unpredictable country with unpredictable leader. But there are worse things than unpredictability. For example, a conscious strategy to destroy the humanity that is a basic ideology of globalists. I am absolutely sure that North Korea is lesser evil than globalist tendency. They are regional. So if they will be not too much aggressed or blamed, maybe all their play with nuclear power is destined to the inner consumption. That is the sign of power that is directed to its own population, the North Korean population.
No, no, you're saying they want it for internal power, and they're wanting it so they don't get messed with once they become a nuclear power. And I agree with you that the globalists are the big threat. They're the ones that arm North Korea. Geopolitically, how have the globalists been using North Korea since 1953? How is it being used as this trigger?
So I think the problem is that we should find a way to minimize the dangers and the threats from North Korea. And Russia has nothing to do with this regime, because we are living more than 25 years outside of communist ideology. So we have nothing to do with Kim Jong-un personally.
I know, and Putin has been criticizing him, and our media has been trying to lie about that. So is this accurate? I know it's in the Russian news and the U.S. news that Putin ordered mass evacuation from areas of the east. Is that accurate?
No, because we don't believe. No, it is exaggeration. We know, we are aware about some danger and threats from North Korea, but not up to the point to evacuate the population.
So it's more of a travel advisory.
Yes. It is more than that. I think we see that America and Trump, under influence of globalists, they have given to North Korea before nuclear power, precisely as they have armed as well Al-Qaeda and radical Salafi and radical jihadists.
And Putin's crime is actually crushing the jihadis, and Trump has joined him in that. That's why the globalists are so upset.
Yeah, absolutely. And for example, after North Korea, with its unpredictable leader being armed with nuclear power, after that, the same people who has done that, they keep blaming that and trying to invade, to create a new conflict, because the possible conflicts with involvement of United States in the military operation against North Korea will blow the region. That will cause immense danger to southern Korea. That will make China intervene. And that is absolutely not sure that the China will intervene on the American side. China always is playing its own game. So
that's right. And China was on the side. China was on the side, obviously, with millions of troops coming across the Yellow River until the commander of U.S. forces, MacArthur, wanted to drop atomic bombs on him, and then Harry Truman pulled him. So what is the Russian nationalist view? What is your view? And if you know, what is Putin's view overall with China?
So I think that China is going to defend its own regional interest. That regional interest, they are growing and becoming step by step more than regional. So I think that represents a kind of challenge to all of us. But we should not blame the Chinese as such. We shouldn't demonize anybody. We need to try to understand rationality that is behind the decisions or the strategy of the other. We need to understand other. So we should be out of this understanding of black and white worlds, because there is the real bad guys, but they pretend to be completely good, and doing the wrong and evil things. So in our situation, China could not be judged completely negative or completely positive. We need to apply a kind of realist approach to China. China is not existential ally of Russia.
By the way, Trump calls it a moral realism.
So realism, I agree. Morality is used so many times, was used as pretext to completely unjust and aggressive.
Sure, so what does Trump mean by moral realism? I think he's saying the moral thing to do is to be a realist.
So that's better. But realism is based on the rational calculation of interests, of possibilities, of balance of power. And I think from strictly rational point of view, rationalist and realist point of view, United States has no interest to start the war with North Korea now. It will cause much more negative consequences than positive. For example, after starting this war, if it will happen, Trump immediately will be criticized by the same person they push now him to do that. And that is clear, because they use any pretext. They have no morality. So
let's define globalists. They are truly psychopaths, sociopaths. They revel in the fact that they're completely amoral.
Absolutely, and they always use double standard. Now they are criticizing Trump because he is not willing aggress North Korea. But tomorrow, when it will start, they will be blamed for the quite opposite. So they have no morality at all, and morality serves for them as a pretext to do anything they want. They
could. And what you're saying is they use morals on us because they know we have morals. We have to understand that they're manipulating us.
Yes, and morality should be moral. Rationality should be rational. Realism should be realist. We shouldn't mix all that. We have our conservative vision of things that is based on the moral, on the fundamentals of the origins
common
of
sense.
Our identity.
We're based on, we all share, whether we're in Russia or the United States or Mexico, wherever we are, a common sense worldview that everyone already innately knows.
Exactly. We have the same moral grounds. It is based on Christian origin of our civilization, of our history. We have the moral. After that, we need to apply this morality rationally. And
why do globalists hate Russia so much, and why do they hate Christians so much?
I think that there is only one reason, because they really hate Russians, because Russians are more Christian than other Western peoples, because we have conserved, instead of all repressions of Bolshevik, materialist, atheist revolution, we have conserved our faith inside of us. And precisely, we are hated so much because we are still believing in Christ. We are still Christians. And they hate Christianity precisely because they hate Christ. And there is only one entity in the world, in the cosmos, in the being that really hates Christ. That is Antichrist. That is devil. So
let's talk about the Antichrist world system with Alexander Dugan straight ahead. And jump in anytime you want, Owen. This is important information.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
best-selling books, been translated into scores of languages, The Fourth Political Theory. Alexander Dugin is our guest. I want to get him back up for a full hour. I appreciate him coming on short notice to talk about North Korea and the situation there. But getting into why the globalists hate Christians and particularly hate Russia, because I've been threatened by globalists in off-the-record conversations, and they said, basically, come out against Russia and leave Muslims alone and just accept them and do whatever they say. And I'm not against Muslims in general, but the super orthodox radical Wahhabis that want to kill Christians, take over, that aren't compatible, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. But these people have sold out to it, and the word has gone out. And Russia is not importing all these people. And again, I'm not against migrants coming in because we're not having babies, we're killing our kids. But bring them in from, like I said, Brazil or something. Don't bring them in from places where women are slaves and all this is happening. So, Alexander, really intriguing. You're getting into this Antichrist system, this Antichrist force. What is it? Define it. Why is Hollywood? I've talked to high-level Hollywood folks. They go, listen, Hollywood used to love Russia because it was run by communists killing Christians. Now they want to destroy it. It's number one enemy. Why do they hate flyover country, American Christians, black or white? Why do they hate Russians so much?
So, my idea, there is a kind of geopolitical reasons as well, because the Atlanticists, some special attitude in geopolitics regards from the Mackinder, British Mackinder, and Admiral Mahan, American, they considered Russia a kind of global enemy, as representative of civilization, the so-called land power that will be always against sea power represented by Anglo-Saxon world. That was the beginning of this hatred. After that, that was a kind of ideological period, capitalism against socialism, and now it is a return of geopolitics. Because
and Trump more or less pragmatically says we should be allies with Russia, resources, culture, history, science, and they hate that because they want to continue the nonsensical war.
So Trump is not Atlanticist. He is American patriot. He is maybe now he's a little bit hijacked by deep state or by globalists. It is clear, and that is I am very sorry about all about the going out from White House of Steven Bannon and the changes, very negative changes in Trump behavior. But nevertheless, he is realist. He is not Atlanticist. He is not globalist in his inside of him. So for him, Russia is not a friend. That is completely wrong to accuse or to claim.
And
that,
he said 2 weeks ago, he said it's dangerous and it's stupid when they force him to sign more sanctions. So he pragmatically understands that.
Pragmatic. Yes. He is not pro-Russian. He is not anti-Russian. He is certainly, he is pro-American, and he is trying to create, to base, to found his politics on rational calculation. And Russia is not the threat.
And that's why they hate Flynn, because Flynn geopolitically said we need to team up with Russia and Japan, South Korea, the UK, the EU is going to fall. It's ideologically evil. It's pro-Islam, radical Islam. He said we need to ally right now with non-radical Islam, Russia, Japan, the UK, bring down the EU, have a new economic golden age, wipe out radical Islam, stabilize the Middle East. And the globalists don't want that. They're horrified.
Yes, exactly. And there is a kind of important contradiction between political realism in international relation and globalism, because globalism is working instead of American interest. It is following its own agenda that has nothing to do with national interests of United States or any other country. That is the idea to create global government to unify the world and Muslims. They serve to this task by two ways. First of all, they create the sociological ethnic chaos in the Western world because they bring with themselves the other identity. Their identity destroy identity of the Western European or American population. So they are used as the weapon of mass destruction. But at the same time...
Hold on, this is too powerful. Alexander Dugan, stay there. Geopolitical.ru. The Fourth Political Theory is the book. You can get it bookstores everywhere. When we come back, Dan, I want you to finish up on the globalist WMD culture wars, which they admit in their WikiLeaks, and then get back into this Antichrist force. You're a smart guy. I want to hear your definition of that. And then talk about the 100th year anniversary this October of the Bolshevik Revolution.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Roger Stone's on a well-deserved week and a half vacation. So the fourth hour is hosted by Owen Troyer. And they've got all the footage. There's hours of, we'll play the highlights of insane brainwash Antifa. And our own Michael Zimmerman just got back from 3-4 days down in Houston with some of our other crew that just happened to be military veterans. And they saved a whole bunch of people. They intended to go down there and cover things, but then they ended up saving just like 50-plus people yesterday from the mega city underwater. So that's coming up here in about 10 minutes after Alexander Dugin leaves us, the best-selling author, major political party leader, and, of course, advisor to Vladimir Putin, Alexander Dugin, joining us from Russia right now. The Fourth Political Theory is the website and the best-selling book. But I define Antichrist spirit as this: anti-human, anti-tradition, anti-God, anti-justice. It wants to be God, and it doesn't want to end our free will. It tricks us in a Faustian bargain to give up our, not our free will, but to give our will over to them. They want to have us give our will to them. And they don't like Russia because Russia has a strong will. And they don't like the United States because we have a strong will. Because we're kind of in between this whole thing and kind of halfway broke off from the whole, you know, globalist system. And so right now, they want us fighting with each other. Clearly so. So, Alexander, please define for us. You guys jump in anytime you want. You're about to host the next hour and 20 minutes, though. About, because you got into, right before last, this satanic force, even if you don't believe in it in a spiritual way, the globalists manifest it. They have a operating system. They have a code. It's a lie. It's deceive. It's have no morals. Double back. Never mean anything. Be beyond Machiavellian. Engage in injustice. Be totally selfish. Only care about yourself. And then it creates collapse. And then it moves on to the next thing that it destroys. And so beyond pragmatism, I see it as cancer. That's why I'm against it. I want to build up every country, every nation, and then have every area be so wealthy and so successful, which we can do now, that we all just share in this community of minds what we think is the best, and then that produces the next level of humanity. Instead, the globalists want to steal all the technology, suppress everybody, and then they believe they're going to basically break away from humanity with the brainchild that humanity actually created, which is the ultimate selfishness of Satanism. So define that for us, and then the 100-year anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, financed by the Bank of England, financed by the Federal Reserve, on record, 100,000 Americans go over there, overthrow the government, begin the mass slaughter. We're not defending the czars or anything historically, but you're a real recognized historian in Russia. Let's tackle those two things, because we're at the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution and the Nazi collaborator Soros sworn to overthrow Russia, sworn to turn the world over to radical Islam. He is swearing to overthrow America this year.
So now I'm see with images of Antifa and left liberals in America, very close to Russian memory images and situations. So something what is going on now in the United States remind me very clearly Russian situation. And not only the beginning of revolution, but as well the courts of 30s, of the year 30s, when they accused the people without any inquiry on their what they really did or thought. So that is a kind of beginning and the middle time of Soviet period, Soviet history, exactly when now in the 100 years of October Revolution. And now the same situation, the same thing is repeating in the United States. Exactly the same players, exactly the same weapon, because now, for example, Antifa has doesn't want to speak with opponents. They demonize what their opponents, and they try to aggress them. They try to hit them. They have no... And for
and
example,
they say they want power. They say they want to shut us up, put us in prison, and kill us. They say they're following a Bolshevik/Maoist takeover. The only thing new is they like Mao's takeover better than the Bolshevik takeover.
If you consider liberalism, he became the totalitarian. He was a kind of ideology of liberty, but today he has changed in totalitarian ideology that proposed to us to not to be liberated, but to be liberal. And we have no choice. We are obliged to be liberal. Because if we are not liberal, they will call us Nazis, they will call us reactionary, fascist, and that is enough to kill us, to marginalize us, to aggress us because we are not human.
And let's talk about how they did it. They only had Moscow for the first year, right? Intimidated the military to turn their guns in. Then the local cities, they didn't start the Red Terror for 4 or 5 years. And now they're trying the same thing with Loretta Lynch. She said they're going to have strong cities and have cities that agree to go under Justice Department control, and literally they then install local communist leaders. We sent teams in that spied on them. I mean, this is they literally believe they're executing the second Bolshevik Revolution, and here we are talking to a Russian historian, very respected. He says, yes, this is happening. But again, it's not Russians doing it. The globalists infected them with this to stall Russia from the Renaissance, just as they've been stalling us now. Alexander, please continue.
That is very important difference between Russian situation and American. We had not a Second Amendment, so we in the history conservative Russian conservatives who were against Bolsheviks, we have put all our faith in Tsar, in our leader. So everybody Russian supported Tsar, but Tsar was killed. So, and we had no weapon, no guns, no law that would secure our freedom, and we had no Second Amendment. The only thing that we could do is to pray to Tsar. And you are now in the same situation. If you will follow only your leader, Mr. Trump or any other person, so you could be in the same situation, in the same trap. You should rely on yourself, not at Russian, not at allies. We are allies of America.
But we're totally sick. We're totally sick. You're surrounded. We're surrounded. But we've got God inside us. They're not going to be able to stop us. We follow God's common sense and light. That's why I was going to interrupt you and say, trust in ourselves, not in Trump. Trust in God that's inside of us, because there you like just some farmers for, you know, wolves and stuff had limited guns, but mainly only the military did. And so the Bolsheviks only had to trick the military to turn the guns in. Then they killed, what, tens of thousands of the officers. Here they've got to get us tricked into turning them in, which is why they want financial collapse to have us starving to then turn in the guns, which is the admitted plan. What you're saying is so critical. Soros is planning this, folks. They are planning it ever continually. We must stop it. Mr. Dugan, powerful. Final comments on that. And then final comments, again, you got into the whole Antichrist system, and you're not wanting to get back into that. Let's talk about what is Antichrist to you. What is globalism?
So the Antichrist is not only theological figure. It is as well political figure, because to the evil, in order to come into the material, the matter and the reality, they need to have a kind of ideology, wrong ideas, wrong cultural patterns, or wrong organization.
It's a virus. It's confusion.
Yes, exactly. So the most important thing to stay with our roots, with our tradition, with our Christian faith, with our spiritual
path.
That is the only way to save our dignity,
the only shield,
our freedom. Yes, so we need to rely on ourselves. You have the Second Amendment. I think that gun in the hand of the moral person, of the traditional person, is the only, bodily representations of its freedom.
Yes.
Of freedom of the spirit. So gun in the hand of the right man, it is the only way to defend the spirit and to fight against Antichrist. So first of all, we need to fight against him spiritually and ideologically, philosophically, but without guns. And that is the lesson of Russian.
Sure.
And
you talk about Putin. I know you won't talk about your personal conversations with Putin, because I know the media makes a big deal of it. I'm in the same position talking to Trump. I don't want to get into that, because it's way beyond all that. It's not that I tell Trump what to do or whatever. He gets it. He syncs up just like we do. But Putin clearly is a Christian. I know his family were secret Christians. That's why they hate him. And I've read reports about him for like a month in a monastery. And reportedly, you know, you've advised him. I know you can't get into all that. But clearly you're saying with Putin, he is a Christian.
Yes, Putin is a Christian, he is Russian, he is conservative. That is clear. But what is important, Putin reflects the will of the people. He understands Russian people and he doesn't understand liberal ideology. He is on the side of the people. Maybe he can commit the errors. He is not saint.
Well, I'll say this. I've been around globalists and Megyn Kelly and all their people. They are in awe of Putin, his spirit. They recognize he's the enemy because what he stands for, they fear him.
Yes, absolutely. And he is, we have spoken about that, that Putin and maybe Trump, they are a kind of supporter of the last fortress, the last
stand.
Exactly, against this expansion of globalist anti-Christian new wave that was, first wave was our Bolshevik revolution. And that is the second wave of the same spirit, of the same anti-Christ attack against all the humanity. But I'm absolutely sure we need praise Putin too much. We need from American side.
I agree. We just have to recognize what the enemy fears.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we should follow our national interest, and that is how we will arrive.
They fear somebody who is a slave to the people and the truth, not a slave to globalism.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there are kind of natural allies. And natural allies is not on the basis of sympathy or antipathy. The natural allies
survival.
Is... yes, survival and the common values and the common common beliefs and common morality.
Well, Antichrist spirit wants to dominate and control because it's weak. Strong people just want open freedom. And that's the difference is we don't want to dominate Russia. We want our kids to grow up free. We want to be free here. We want you to be free. We want us all to colonize space together, to do everything. And the globalists don't. No, humanity scum. You're all done. It's all over. Alexander Dugin, this is one of the best interviews we've ever done. I want to put this out as clips, you name it. This is really gold. I just feel bad that interviews this powerful. The Stefan Molyneux was powerful. Everything's a quickening that I'm not giving it justice. The audience, I think, realizes how powerful this is, why the enemy hates this broadcast, because they know it's an open, free channel for free minds. It scares them. And as weak as I am individually, this whole family we've created is very strong, and the enemy is very, very scared. Alexander Dugin, thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, welcome. I was very, very pleased.
That's a good interview. Very powerful. The truth's powerful. How could someone not serve the truth? Because they've been twisted and fallen. You've been sitting there for an hour quiet.
I've just been absorbing all the Jedi knowledge that you have been imparting on our audience. I think in the end, geopolitically, I do see that Putin and Trump are going to form an ally. It might not be immediately.
Trump instinctively knows that.
It might be a few years down the road when some other geopolitical pieces fall into place. But I do see that coming. But the amazing thing about it, because you kept... and Alexander kept talking about the natural ally that the United States and Russia would be because of the conservative values, because of the understanding
geographically,
because of the understanding of the Second Amendment and how important that stuff is. And as he was just illustrating, they've been through the Bolshevik Revolution. They could help us through this. So to answer your question, which you were proposing to him, I think that right now the globalists are so obsessed with distracting the United States from Russia, trying to intimidate the United States from a relationship with Russia. Meanwhile, they want us to be obsessed with all of these failing things like in China, North Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, the Middle East, all these places where we just keep failing.
Which are globalist messes that sap our energy.
Exactly. Instead of focusing
on Russia, the globalists get money from.
Instead of focusing on Russia, where we're a natural ally, a powerful ally, an ally that could actually stand up.
And has China. More resources than
exactly.
Africa.
The only ally geopolitically I see right now that
it's got more than Africa, and China's got all the resources now because they went into Africa. We need to go into Russia. They all get wealthy.
So how do we, that's what I'm saying. So the only formidable thing we can do.
Well, clearly the economic marriage between the U.S. and Russia, if they're free market, is the total way to go. You can't, some will go, oh, they're really commies. Give me a break. We go in there with all their natural minerals and their culture and the brains they've got and the engineers. That is the next level. The clear alliance is the U.S. and Russia.
And
that's why the globalists are scared of it, because the globalists are allied with you, China.
That's it.
That's
everything. That's literally everything right
there. You end the globalist monopoly with an alliance with Russia.
And look at all the space that Russia has to expand their infrastructure. Look at all the building that you could do in Russia.
We're four times the size of the U.S.
It's crazy. So I think that To me, that's the answer why they're trying to
four
stop
times
United
the
States
size,
Russia,
like seven times the resources.
Yeah, like a sliver of it's populated, but they value the family, they value God, and yep. That's everything. For
well, you, and again, people go, "Oh, they're communists." We diseased Russia with the globalist scourge,
and they're fighting communism now.
We're fighting the exact same toilet bowl creatures, and here's the difference: it's not going to happen, like you said here. I mean, the problem is I don't want to get violent because we're winning the info war. It's no pleasure for me if a war kicks off and you know, we've got to wipe all these globalists out. I just want them to get out of the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. You see them headlines? You see me knock them curtains back? Just get out the way.
It's not going to be good for these people because, you know, I saw stories, people on Hurricane Harvey going down to try to loot people's private property. Guess what? They got their heads blown off, okay?
Yeah, the police report, they made 14 arrests, but there's reportedly over 100 dead bodies.
It's the same mindset that you're alluding to, Alex. Oh, I'm just going to walk into this shed and loot these people. Hey, nothing's going to happen to me. Boom. You know, something is going to happen to you. This is America, okay? People stand up for themselves, and people have rights here. You can't just march all over us. You can't just...
It's so clear the Democrats just want a bunch of desperate slaves.
Oh, we're just going to come in here and do a march, and we're going to impeach Trump. No, you're not. Yeah. It's not going to happen. It's the same mindset.
Well, they even changed the sentencing for the looters, so it's now 5 to life.
Which, we'll see if that even stops them. Semester.
Well, I think a gun will.
Well, a gun works every time. We learned that, unfortunately.
Well, you're going to host the whole next hour. You've been there for 3 days. Give us 30 seconds going to break. Michael Zimmerman, what was it like in Houston?
It's absolutely devastated. We were focusing on one neighborhood yesterday. We pulled out 47 people and 11 animals. In just a time span of 8 hours or so. And this is in one neighborhood.
What was that giant army truck we got?
That's one of Q's buddy's trucks. The veterans, you know, just going down there doing this work to help people.
That thing's giant. How big are those wheels? What kind of army truck is that? I've never seen one that big.
It's a 2.5-ton truck that's also lifted.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want to announce this right now. We have seen incredible victories. We've seen America come together during this horrible worst of hurricanes in modern history, Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston. We have seen the GDP hit 3%, which they said Trump could never do, as the banks tried to plunge the stock market, tried to block the moves he made just to take the ball and chain off America's ankle. We have seen TPP and the carbon taxes killed. We have seen the border becoming secured. We have seen 1,000-plus companies coming back to the U.S., and we've seen so much more. But Nancy Pelosi has had to come out, and a bunch of other Democrats say, okay, Antifa's a gang, they're dangerous, they're evil, because everybody saw the videos of them spitting on people and attacking people and hitting them with clubs and bike locks. It's a victory for real independent media. It's a victory for listeners and activists and people seeking the truth, spreading links, telling the truth. We are winning. And you talk about Jedi Council. I feel like I'm with you guys, that the audience and the great callers. Here we are with Alexander Dugin, one of Putin's top advisors, talking about what really is going on in Putin's brain and his brain. But they'll talk to us just like Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, the guy that ran the whole Afghan war. He talked to me. Even though he was a Muslim and didn't totally agree with my views, he knew I was real. And that's the difference. I'm not against the Pakistani people. I'm not going to roll over and die for the globalists using them against us. I'm not against anybody. I really do want justice. And that's why they're scared of this broadcast, because we're the real deal, gentlemen.
We kind of operate in a vacuum right now, us in the media, because there's such an instant gratification society and there's so much news every day that it's tough to actually take a step back and look at the bigger perspective and say, what is the size?
Globalism's on fire, burning
exactly.
down.
And then
we just blew up 5 Death Stars.
So I say, what does the seismograph say about the Great Awakening right now? What does the seismograph say?
It's
about
a 9.
Renaissance. It's absolutely off the charts. As you just pointed out, they're now admitting that Antifa is a violent group. Okay, that pebble got thrown into the pond.
Because they said Trump was evil for saying that.
And let's recall, this pebble got thrown into the pond a year ago when they tried to say that Trump supporters were violent. So they tried to throw that in the pond, didn't create a ripple. We threw the Antifa's violent in the pond a year ago. Now the ripples are out there.
And they're saying it's terrorists, it's criminal. Exactly. We're winning, 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 winning.
And it's just going to keep happening. And again, we get stuck in this vacuum of the instant gratification news cycle that's 24 hours. But in the overall scope of things, we are having...
We are 87 to zip in an NFL Super Bowl game.
The only part where, and I think we would all agree, the only part where we would sit here and say perhaps we're not getting constant victories is the fact that the globalists are trying to expand the wars. But we've known that we were going to have to fight this battle. Trump is trying to fight this battle.
And if we try to instantly pull out, it'll explode.
And who knows what he's really up to? Who knows what tactician things he's doing behind the scenes? Because we know what his instincts are. He put them out on Twitter.
Well, he's the master at making the globalists think they're winning and then pulling the rug out from under them. We'll see. Briefly plugging, we've got to end this special this weekend because we're going to sell out Supermel Vitality. I did it 57% off, 56% off X2, a bunch of other specials, but it's not as expansive as the last special. It was our biggest ever for the number of items, but this is the best deal ever on Supermel, the best ever on Selenium, the best ever on X2. There's a few other things that are on special. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, supporting this broadcast supports the American way, true freedom, renaissance, battling the pedophile rings, promoting world peace with countries that actually want to work with us, free market, sending the crews to Houston and everything else. But everybody knows we're on the march. 50% off on Emirates Essentials. It's selling great, but I want people to try this as an introductory offer on organic, Nature's Way, private labeled. He was always happy to plug Nature's Way, one of the top companies. It's in the top three, but I don't want him to get attacked. But the CEO wants to do it. It's Nature's brand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most